Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, we've been saying, and the CDC has been saying all along, that it is very likely that we're undercounting. You know, the model says that it's a significant amount, as you mentioned correctly, 900,000. That's a bit more than I would have thought the undercounting was. But, you know, sometimes the models are right online. Sometimes they're a bit off.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Republican Party, Ali, is a cult. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, but think about what we're saying. One of America's two major political parties is a cult. It's an authoritarian, embracing, undemocratic, un-American cult.
You've got to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Turtle Boy Sports just came up with a picture of Marty Meehan, the president of UMass, former hack congressman, former hack coat holder to the hack former Secretary of State, Secretary of Space, James Michael Connelly. He's got his thumbs up with some student. They both got their masks down. Is Marty Meehan, who he made $572,000 last year. I think he made about $650,000 the year before. He took a slight pay cut. But he's not wearing a mask. I mean, forget the hockey team. The president of the college is out in public not wearing a mask. You'd say he's not on campus. Well, those girls weren't on campus either. Is he going to be suspended? Huh? What's going on here? 844-500-4242. And then the Turtle Boy Sports has also got pictures, if you haven't seen it, on the local TV stations of the hockey team and all their supporters celebrating without masks. And again, they should be celebrating. But why are these girls being thrown out, suspended, for doing the same thing that the team is doing? 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here. The president today, Dementia Joe, said that nothing was caused, that the job report, with very few people getting jobs, even though there are close to 7.5 million unfilled jobs in the United States, had nothing to do with the money that was being paid. And, you know, it was mentioned saying that mostly it's the fact that they're getting paid so much to sit at home and not worry about anything. They're getting paid in some cases twice as much money to not work. And then they said some of the other reasons for not lacking employees are the fact that mothers can't get their kids back to school. So they're saying, well, the Republicans are blaming women. It's a classic Republican trope, blaming women. No, the problem with kids not being able to go back to school has nothing to do with the mothers. It has to do with the teachers' unions. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I just want to read you a couple of things here before we move on to some Joe Biden cuts. This is about this was from the New York Post about how much money that people are being paid. And again, you can't blame people if they got to sit at home for making more money, you can't blame them for not working. I'm just saying it's crazy. It's insane. The unemployed are getting an extra $300 a week in federal benefits through Labor Day. That's on top of state unemployment benefits averaging about $320 a week. This is by a guy named Samuel Chamberlain. It all adds up to an average of $638 per week in combined federal and state unemployment payments. In 2019, that combined amount averaged out to about $348 a week. So it's up about 80-90%. The payout had been $938 a week in April of last year when Trump passed a temporary plan during the height of the pandemic that boosted weekly unemployment checks by $600. That ran out in July, and the unemployment boost was cut down to $300 a week, which runs through September 6th. The unemployment payments work out to $15.95 an hour based on what would have been a 40-hour work week, more than double the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Twice, more than twice what the minimum wage is. According to economists at Bank of America, the combined unemployment benefits mean that anyone earning less than $32,000 a year could potentially receive more income from unemployment aid than from their previous jobs. There are 7,400,000 jobs open in the U.S., but fewer than 300,000 people found new work last month. Why? This tragedy is what happens when Washington know-it-alls decide to pretend they're generous by paying more for unemployment than for work. So various states are demanding that you begin looking for work or claim you're looking for work if you're going to keep getting this this extra bonus. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte announced Tuesday that the state would reinstate pre-pandemic unemployment eligibility requirements beginning June 27th. To sweeten the pot for workers, Gianforte offered a $1,200 return to work bonus for those receiving unemployment as of this week who subsequently accept a job and complete at least 4 weeks of work. All right. 844-500-4242. I want to mention one more stupid thing here. As you know, the states are slowly reopening and they all have these different deadlines, and none of them make any sense, or very few of them make any sense. You know, the only thing that seems to make sense to me is if you think it's safe to get rid of these preposterous mandates and lockdowns, shouldn't the order rescinding said preposterous mandates and lockdowns be rescinded, quote, effective immediately? Why does it have to drag on? Effective immediately. I mention this because I just saw this story today. West Virginia. They have a governor, Jim Justice. I think he's a coal mining billionaire. I think he's the richest guy in West Virginia. He used to be a Democrat, then he switched to the Republican Party. But that doesn't mean he still can't do dopey things, as we know from governors. Oh, I don't know, Charlie Parker, Phil Scott, Larry Hogan. So, Governor Jim Justice is targeting June 20th to get rid of indoor face masks. June 20th. You know what the significance of June 20th is, Taylor? I'll bet you don't know. I didn't know.
Go for it. I don't know.
It is West Virginia Day. West Virginia Day. That's the day we're going to go with. It just coincides perfectly with the celebration of this incredible state on its birthday.
Why does it have to coincide?
Well, I have another suggestion. If I'd been at the press conference, I would have said, Governor, people in West Virginia don't want to be wearing masks indoors anymore. Can we move West Virginia Day up? This was Friday he said this. Can we move West Virginia Day up from June 20th this year to May 7th? So we can all stop wearing masks? If we don't need to wear a mask on June 20th, why do we need to be wearing a mask inside on May 7th? Justice said that he believes that the lifting of the mask mandate on June 20th, quote, is set in stone, unquote. Although he couched that by saying it might be necessary to, quote, pivot if the virus, quote, whiplashes around on us. So in other words, it's not set in stone. But why can't they release stop the mandate right now? Why can't Charlie Parker do the same thing? Why can't any of these people? How come there's only one governor in the country, as far as I can tell, who said we are ending the mask mandates effective immediately? Those are the magic words that I personally would like to hear. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. When we come back, we're going to have some Joe Biden cuts, and we'll also take a few calls. 844-500-4242. This morning, I was up at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire, getting my teeth cleaned and getting my biannual or semiannual checkup. It was great, like it always is. Dr. Houghton was fantastic. His dental hygienist, Laurie, is the best I've ever seen. I've said this before, but again this morning, I was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reasons. Perfect Smiles, as I learned once again, is conveniently located right off the main highway in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. I was once again impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. They're getting a lot of business these days at Perfect Smiles because nobody wants to let their dental health deteriorate. It's just a real problem if you start having problems with your teeth or your gums. It's expensive, it's painful, and it may be difficult to reverse it. So you want to take care of your teeth. It's one of the most important things you could do for your overall health. That's why you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. Dr. Houghton's the best dentist I've ever had, and it's the best dental office I've ever seen. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Goldco. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. And again, I want to play the cut from Fauci yesterday on one of the talking head programs. Just, you could just play the beginning when he talks about how people like masks now.
I think people have gotten used to the fact that wearing masks, clearly, if you look at the data, diminishes respiratory diseases.
No, finagling the data diminishes respiratory diseases, as we've seen in state after state. Model after model, CDC BS after CDC BS. That's what diminishes respiratory infections. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Dr. Fauci says people have gotten used to wearing masks. Have you?
No, I hate masks.
99% say they hate masks, too.
All right. Let's play some sound cuts today from Dementia Joe Biden. He begins speaking. This is the beginning cut. Cut 22.
Good afternoon. Excuse me.
Cut 23.
And I have been personally briefed every day.
Personally briefed every day. Go on. Cut 24.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
Quickly. He's talking about that cyber hack. So are they going to be able to blame the spikes in gasoline prices, the surges in gasoline prices, on cyber criminals? Probably Ruskies in the pay of Putin, or maybe even Putin's puppet. This next cut, I have no idea what he's talking about. Cut 25.
Because of the American Rescue Plan, forecasters are projecting we'll see the fastest economic growth in nearly 40 years in the months to come.
Four crescents? Is that four outhouses? You know, the outhouses used to have a crescent on them. Four crescents are predicting. All right.
Forecasters.
Okay. Cut 26.
This survey was taken before adults, before every adult was eligible to be vaccinated.
Well, at least he got vaccinated right that time instead of vaccinated. State. The key word in this next sound cut, which is all of 9 seconds long, is state. How many times does he say state or states? Cut 27.
A lot of them had to lay off employees when the economy, state and federal, state employees and local employees, when the economy slowed.
State. How many did UMass lay off, by the way? Maybe Dementia Joe should ask Charlie Parker about that tomorrow. How many employees UMass had to lay off? I don't think they had to lay off anybody. Okay, now in this next cut, I'm going to ask you, how many times does he say now?
We're talking about 1.3 million state and local employees out of work. Now, but now the money we're distributing, going to be distributing now, is going to make it possible for an awful lot of educators, first responders, sanitation workers to go back to work.
Now they're going to be able to go. Now that summer's here, they can go. The educators, quote unquote, can go back to work. Cut 29.
This can provide a recovering small or medium sized business.
Boy, I mean, this isn't even like a Hall of Fame day or a greatest hits day for Joe Biden. Can you imagine if Trump had ever had a day this bad where he was screwing things up, confusing Quifley and Quickly and forecasters and four crescents and perfectly and personally and having to clear his throat? Can you imagine the way the mainstream media... 844-500-4242. Remember the old days when all it was going to take was a vaccine? First of all it was going to take was staying inside for 15 days to flatten the curve. Then you had to wear a mask. Actually, you had to wear no mask first. Then you had to wear a mask. Then you had to wear two masks. Then all you needed was a vaccine. Then came the mutant strain or the variant strain. And now they keep moving the goalpost again and again and again. Cut 20.
It is, you know, likely, I think more likely than not, that we may need a booster because the durability of protection is unclear right now. And it is entirely conceivable that after a certain period of time, that could be a year and a half, where the durability of the level of protection starts to go down. If that's the case, it makes perfect sense to consider a boost.
Wait a second. That's not what you used to say. All we would need is the vaccination, like with the polio shot way back in the 50s. So what is the holiday now that we're aiming for? We always have a new holiday to aim for. You know, it's like Jim Justice in West Virginia. He's going after West Virginia Day. That's not even like a state holiday. That's on a Sunday. But there can't be anything before that holiday. So Charlie Parker is always moving it forward. Dementia Joe talks about the 4th of July. But Fauci, like yesterday was Mother's Day, right? That was a big holiday. We couldn't have any indoor singing in Massachusetts. We couldn't have more than six people at a table. Can't stay more than 90 minutes at the table, et cetera, et cetera. So when will we be back? What holiday will we be back to normal at, Dr. Fauci?
Well, George, I hope that next Mother's Day we're going to see a dramatic difference than what we're seeing right now. I believe that we will be about as close to back to normal as we can. And there's some conditions to that, George. We've got to make sure that we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated.
Next Mother's Day, we're going to be close to back to normal? That's, in case your memory is... failed you, Mother's Day was yesterday. So in other words, he's saying we may be close to back to normal in a year? In a year? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Taylor, people are saying that that cut 29, where he's talking about small or medium, it sounds like he really said small Armenian businesses. Let's hear that again, 29.
This can provide a recovering small or medium-sized, business.
The second time, it sounds like a little bit.
Armenian.
It's the power of suggestion.
Armenian businesses. All right. 844-500-4242. Each Monday at this time, we are joined by Grace for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the heat flow through you.
This is where Grace reads all the fan mail, mash notes, plays the voicemail, all the love notes that we get. Me, Grace, Taylor, everybody here at the Howie Carr Show Radio Network. And as always, we have a lot of people that are really happy with us this week. Right, Grace?
Oh, yes. The reviews are in, Howie. We're as popular as ever. Speaking of that, though, I do want to start today's hate mail with one of our voicemails because, Howie, you've received a very warm welcome from most of your listeners. You're back in Massachusetts. Despite the fact that you're not that happy about it, we're all happy to have you here. Most of us, that is. Cut five, please, Taylor.
Howie, why don't you enlighten us all? If Florida is so wonderful, why don't you stay down there?
You know, I'm asking myself that same damn question around the clock every day, especially when it's raining all the time. And I saw Dr. Houghton today at Perfect Smiles, and he told me, I had to start a fire last night in the fireplace. It was so cold.
Yeah, I know. The weather hasn't exactly been helping matters. How you did have a great column. I know you've been playing a lot of Joe Biden cuts. You did have another, can I quote you on that, Mr. Biden type of column, where you transcribed all of his fumbles.
Yes. And is anyone complaining that I made this stuff up?
No, but one person did say, another cut and paste by the lazy, pathetic Howie Carr. Same old thing.
Cut and paste. Do you know how long it takes to transcribe? How many of those were there? There were close to 70.
Over 70. There were 90.
A lot of them aren't real easy to transcribe.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you've ever... You know, if you have to write a lot of times you really hope that whatever you're writing about, like whether it's a speech or whatever, that someone else has transcribed it. Like I always get so excited when I see that someone else has already gone through it. For a lot of people, Howie, you're the person who's transcribing it. So they don't
tell me about it, because the first thing I do before I begin transcribing it is I look around to see if someone else has done the work for me. And no, not really.
Sometimes the white horse pony. Sometimes the White House puts out what he meant to say as the, you know, they transcribe what he was supposed to say, but they don't actually put in the mistakes.
Right. I looked this week to see if they had put in vaccines.gov, and they didn't.
I'm glad you brought that up. But first, I do have to finish this comment. Same old thing. He still can't get over the fact that his buddy Trump lost and now is hopefully headed to prison. Howie can visit him there.
What is he going to prison for?
The man did not
framed.
Say. He did not elaborate. He left out that key detail. I'm glad you brought up .gum, because this isn't a hate mail comment, but it did make me laugh on the comments of that same column. Someone wrote, here comes the .gum crash. I thought that was clever.
That is pretty good.
It's a bubble.
Another person says... Oh, actually, you know what? Let's go to... So there's a few different kinds of complaints this week. Sometimes people complain about how you pronounce things. Other people don't like your accents. We actually have a little bit of both. Let's start with cut two, please.
You know, I deal with those crappy jokes of yours. I deal with your... Hi, I'm Charlie Parker. when you do the whole change in voice, but I can't deal with your accent anymore. The accents that you use, Mexican accent, Italian accent, it's just horrible, Howie.
Joey, baby!
Is he confusing me with Joe Biden?
You're both blonde.
When was the last time I used an Italian accent, or a Mexican accent for that matter?
I know, you're not a big accent guy except for New Zealand, and I always give you the floor for that.
Crikey, mate. It's because I'm so good, Governor.
I do apologize, guys. I let him into this. This is my fault. Another person, Stacey Owens Magaman, who is a frequent commenter on our columns, she wrote, poor has-been. You can see Mara Swampo buddy. Howie Schtick is so old. Tramp was a disaster.
Wait a second. So old. Taylor. Usually I do that column once every 3 weeks, but when it got up over 70, I had to rush a new one into print.
That was material sourced from just 1 week.
I wouldn't be overwhelmed. You know, if I waited 3 weeks in this climate, how many I would have to transcribe?
Yeah, it would be too much. This is hot off the presses, though. I mean, this
right
every single week.
I have to work very quickly. I mean, quickly.
It says the shtick is so old. Tramp was a disaster. 450,000 dead Americans, constant grifting, abysmal policies, more golfing than any president. Has been. Get a life. How's your 401k looking, by the way?
It's looking okay, but I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's looking okay or not if inflation is going to be running at 20%. I've been through this before. This ain't my first 401k rodeo, Grace.
You notice they don't really use the word inflation. They use the word overheating.
Yes. I know. It's
economy warming.
Right.
Economy climate change, perhaps, is the best way to put it. It's a party of semantics.
Do you know what there was a word in the Wall Street Journal's front page headline, top of the page headline on Saturday. See if you can guess what it was. It starts with a U.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say the first part again.
It was about the jobs report.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be...
Unexpectedly, actually. They actually use the adverb, unexpectedly bad.
When I hear the word you in a headline, I always think it's going to be urge.
Yeah. No, that's a good word. Stacey Abrams says she's being urged
to run for president.
Oh, really? Could we see some names of the people who are... urging
you. Just turn a bathroom looking in the mirror. You can do this.
I just don't get when people like Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams think the next, you know, building block is president of the United States. You got to get one election down pat.
Right. Stacey, I was once a state senator from Georgia. Now I think I'll run for president. Oh, okay.
That's Governor Stacey Abrams to you, by the way. That election was never figured out.
Worked for Pete Buttigieg, though.
Yeah, it sure did.
All right, now let's go to, I'd love to do cut four, Taylor, please.
Come on, Howie, get with the program. Mother's Day is Sunday, not Sunday. Sunday, not Sunday.
My neck of the woods, it's Sunday.
Now, here's a question, because there's different
spellings. There are sundry pronunciations of Sunday.
There are different spellings. Is a hot fudge Sunday also a hot fudge Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's no rules in Howie Carland.
No.
Well, that's an A-E, right?
If anyone ever calls me on that, I just say, this is how I pronounce it in my neighborhood, pal.
Yeah, if you don't like it, get out.
Don't come down on my neighborhood.
By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Another person wrote on Howie's column, Howie Carr, I just read your column and I would say the misinformation you wrote, I just want to clarify, he's talking about the quotes from the president that you transcribed.
90% of that column was quotes.
Yes.
Come on, man.
The misinformation you wrote clearly shows that Howie should retire.
Clearly shows.
You are ridiculous. You lied about what the tax situation will be and so many stupid comments.
Wait a second. I quoted him.
You need
You're
to
lying
research.
You're a dog-faced pony soldier.
Can you play that cut, Taylor? Can you find that cut where he said there were going to be no taxes? I quoted him.
You need to do a little research, okay?
okay, I'm going to do some research right now and play the cut for you again, where he says nobody under $400,000 is going
to
pay.
The reason I'm bothering to do this is I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000 a year will not pay a single penny in taxes.
Right. That's my research. And he also said the next day that he is going to raise taxes and lower taxes simultaneously to meet the middle class, as he put it. I'm going to meet the middle class. He doesn't know anybody in the middle class, so someone's going to have to introduce him to somebody in the middle class.
You know, still, the fact is that the plans that I put forward meets the middle class and raises corporate rate. It also lowers it where lower than any point that it was since World War II.
All right, so I do have one more I want to read you, Howie, because I think you'd appreciate it. Dan Rather tweeted out, I sense many Yalies think it makes perfect sense that Elise Stefanik went to Harvard. And a woman wrote back to that tweet and said, it's how we Tar Heels feel about Stephen Miller having attended Duke. To which one other person replied to that woman, yeah, UNC is responsible for Mick Mulvaney and Howie Carr, so don't get too smug.
I don't even understand what that means. Are they saying Tar Heels don't like Stephen Miller? I'm pretty impressed that he went to Duke. He's better than most people that went to Duke, I would say.
Yeah, well, I think...
So I rate higher in the list of reprobates that went to UNC than John Edwards, for example.
Keep going. I know you have more than that.
I do, but why bother? You know, there's so many.
Howie, that is all I have for today. That was Hate Mail Monday, brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company. And I can't wait for the rest of the show. I'll be listening.
Thank you very much, Grace.
Thank you.
844-500-4242. You know what I miss? A real true break, not a running away from your life break where you can go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh, and that's the experience of some of the listeners who've decided to try out HelloFresh to see how good it is. I read you a letter last week from a woman who said she didn't know if she should really buy it, but she decided to give it a try, and she and her husband are so impressed. They look forward to that getting that box on the in their driveway or on their front porch. They know they're all set. They live in a Karen-infested community. They don't have to bother with going to the store anymore. They don't have to worry about the one-way aisles, the social distancing, the stupid masks. They don't have to worry about anything. And the best part is they get better food, and it's easier to prepare than most food that you get in a supermarket, and it gives you a chance to try your luck at
and
something
else.
And it's
not too much food. Nothing's going to go to waste. You're going to use every bit of what they send you.
HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. This isn't takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. You know what I'm talking about. You're getting really sick of it. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal about how much pizza people are eating since this panic started. This isn't pizza out of the freezer type food. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. We're ordering some more this week for myself and the mailroom manager, and we can't wait to get it. It's just such a good deal. And, you know, one of the things that you may not notice is that they also include seasonings. They have cards telling you how to prepare it step by step, and they include seasoning. So you don't have to buy something weird that you're not going to use again if you don't like the dish. You get everything you need, and there is no waste. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards, which I just told you about, with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from every week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Vegan, low-cal, lunch, breakfast, everything you want is right there. You can order from HelloFresh. And you know something else you can feel good about? HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We're going to take a couple of calls here in this segment. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
You know, I hear you when you say God all the time. You know, I feel that so right to the bone. You know what I mean? You know, this has just gotten me so, my gut is in a knot. All this COVID BS and the masks and the rules and the mass media is just driving me crazy. The trivial subjects are just, you know, top priority. These college girls without a mask, oh my God, it's top news, it's nation news. We have bigger problems. What about Hunter Biden's laptop? No, the real important stuff.
I agree.
Get on with some serious stuff.
I agree, Jerry, but, you know, most people don't even know about Hunter Biden's laptop because of the masked media, as
because
you called
the
it, deciding to cover it up. You know, NPR said there was nothing to the story, that it was just disinformation. NPR, National Panhandler Radio, said that. I mean, the thing about the three girls at UMass is everybody can understand that because they've seen this kind of overreach. This just happens to be a particularly egregious example, doesn't it? Especially when you have the president of UMass posing with a student without a mask and the national champion hockey team posing with no masks. It's easy to understand. That's why it's taken off as a story.
The hypocrisy is just, it's so thick. And it's the hypocrisy is thicker than the racism in this country. The racism is just that's their go-to. You know what I mean?
Right.
They've got nothing else, but they're going to bring that up when they have nothing else. And if that doesn't work, a school shooting or something, that's going to happen. All that stuff is if it's not going the way they want, they will make it go the way they want.
Yeah, no, you're right. I got a column here from Taki's magazine. It's by a guy named Z-Man, who seems to read my column, but I'll read some more of it when we come back. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good.
I was just calling to mention that with all the people crammed in cages down on the border, that you'd think there'd be body bags stacked all over the place down there, wouldn't you?
You know, that's a good point. If it's that deadly a plague, and you know, a huge percentage of them are testing positive for COVID-19, and yet you have Fauci saying, "Well, the Americans are going to have to wear masks for another year," and yet they're going, they're letting them test positive for COVID-19, and then just putting them on buses and sending them into the heartland. And when he's asked about that, he says he's not an expert on immigration, because he was asked about it a couple of weeks ago on one of the Sunday shows. And he said, I don't know anything about what's going on at the border. You know, he knows about everything else. He knows whether you need zero masks or one masks or two masks. He knows whether you need a one vaccine or booster shots. He knows everything except when it's a question that is inconvenient for his fellow Democrats. And remember, this guy is not only the highest paid federal employee in the country at over $400,000 a year. Not that that's a lot by UMass or Marty Meehan standards, but it's a lot by federal standards. He's also a Hillary Clinton campaign contributor. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. I'm Howie Carr.